Welcome to Circle of Hearts Radio. Journey with Grandmother Aliyah as she enters her magical world of relics, sacred sites, and ancient crystal skulls. Meet with exciting trailblazer authors and individuals shifting the consciousness of humanity. Send her your questions to be answered on air on her monthly segment, Ask the Oracle. And now your host, Grandmother Aliyah, in the sanctuary on the airwaves on Om Times Radio.
Welcome to Circle of Hearts Radio on Om Times Radio. I am Aliyah, and today we talk about dragon energy, my favorite subject. And I'm going to be bringing on Liz Hamilton. And you have to know, you have really, really special friends when somebody's willing to get up 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning, you know, to do a live show with you. Liz and Patrick are from Australia. And believe me, I'm very grateful for this because I really value Liz as a very, very intuitive, intelligent woman. I've known Liz, somewhere in the early 2000s when I had a forum group called Sanctuary, where it was an offshoot of my website, Sanctuary of the Ancients. In Australia, she had this beautiful space at that time, and she had the most awesome, huge crystal beings. And I always kid her, I said, Liz, when are you going to get into skulls? And she goes, nah. Well, that changed. Right, Liz? Their home is a beautiful temple. And you really, if you're ever down in Australia, you got to visit them. I mean, you just have to. You know, now they've developed this space on, you know, nature walks and spirals and crystals inside. They have lots of skulls, you know, historical and ancient and new. It's just an awesome place. And Liz will give you the information at the end of the show. But today, she had done a telesummit summit not too long ago on dragon energy. And I asked her if she would come on because I value her insights a great deal. Dragons are so misunderstood. Some people think, oh, you know, they're fairy tales, you know, they're myths, or, you know, they're cultural, etc. But I'm going to give my perspective a little bit in the beginning. And then, you know, I'm going to bring it on to Liz, and we're going to talk. The dragon energy are ancestors and ancient ones who established the Earth as a livable space for us and many other star beings and star-seeded lineages to play in and grow and have the energy. And they've held the energy and been guardians of the Earth. Now, as we, they are wise and loving our dimensional aspects of ourself. And now as we move out of our fear, old paradigms where the dragons were to be feared, Boney showed themselves to a few who really understood and aligned with the dimensional worlds. As children, we saw, well, I know there's some of you out there, including myself, who saw dragons as our friends. And they are always our protectors and our guardians. I still remember the song Puff the Magic Dragon. That was a favorite song of mine. But it took me a lot of years to really understand these are real. These are another dimension beings that are really there. And we wanted to bring out this information that, you know, these aren't fairy tales. Now, Liz, how are you? Did you have enough coffee this morning?
We're good. We had a beautiful sunrise, so that was a blessing. We don't usually see the sunrise.
No, you're nice.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. Now, you have a similar perspective that dragons are creational beings and aspects of ourself. Can you go into a little bit or how you came to that intuitive knowledge?
Yes, well, they really are these creation forces, and in us, we see it as our unconsciousness, which is really our, you know, our greater being. So our deeper being, our greater being, our destiny, that picks us up and we ride on its back and we ride the waves with this, riding on this dragon like the goddess Kuan Yin. And we really have to connect with our deeper being, which is this sort of primal will aspect. So all in the Eastern cultures, they were really revered as these creation forces in China, in Tibet. And, you know, they had the dragon gods that created human beings like Nukwa and her half-brother Fuxi were dragon gods. And they created human beings and taught them how to, the crafts and picture writing and music and how to make fire. And then when there was the first catastrophes by flood and fire, Nukwa restored it and repaired it for this new creation. So it really showed these wonderful creation forces of the dragon.
And okay. I was going to say that the even in the Olmec, where there's the Aztecs and the Mayans, their temples always have these dragon beings. So even Central America, I believe that they, when you're mentioning the Asian cultures, and it also seems to stem with jade, because those cultures and the Asian cultures like their dragons in jade. You know, they were revered. The first emperor felt that his lineage was from dragons. So maybe they consider them, as I said in the beginning, the ancestors or the star beings who created the world. So this is, you know, what you're sharing and bringing out is very much in alignment with this.
Yes, well, you can see them in all different ways. I always prefer to see everything as part of us, so not to be so separate. So everything in nature, all different outer guides, and are really just aspects of our own being. And the dragons are part of us as well. Yes, in India, it was the Nagas, the mother, the Naga mothers. And then you had these big, you know, serpent beings, these creational forces. And you had the Naga Buddha who was sitting on this coiled snake, and it had the seven heads over its, curved over its head of the seven snakes. And this is really our Kundalini force, and in enlightenment, these seven chakras come together in this unified field, which is the picture of the Naga Buddha. And the Naga Kana is this winged being who was a female goddess who went into the elements and enlightened all the beings in the elements and the underworld, and she was the goddess who brought enlightenment there. And then in Tibet, you have the fierce deities that are all wreathed in flames, and they believe that you really are not enlightened until all of you is enlightened, and these are the fierce awakeners that bring you the truth of, you know, your whole being, this consciousness that needs to be illumined. So in this way is what I like to look at it today, is this our deeper being, because we see all this collective unconsciousness that we have created in our world, and more we need to bring understanding and light to our own nature, because we are creator beings. We're creating everything around us now with our words and our thoughts and our feelings, and but we want to do that more consciously and more positively.
That's
so
true.
That's our task.
That's true.
Yeah.
What I like is that you say that everything, even the dragon aspects, are part of our deeper self, that it's not something outside to be feared. It's part of our creative energy.
Yeah. Yes, and a lot of this came through this wonderful black jade skull that I am a caretaker of, that you used to be a caretaker of, and you passed this one on to me, and this is what taught me all these things about dragons, which I was totally unprepared for. So it's been a a wonderful discovery for me.
Surprise, surprise. Now, I noticed myself. Oh, we'll continue this afterwards. I'm not even watching time.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
With Liz from Australia, and one thing I noticed, Liz, let's a little bit talk about the crystal skulls, that when I got the Tara and a few of the other Himalayans, I found them to be keys or portals to information, and different aspects would come through, but one strong aspect I noticed with some of the ancient jades I had was the dragon energy, which totally surprised me. But then reading a little bit more about Asian culture, etc., I realized they revered the jade as a water element, and they made the crystal skulls, some of them, the jade skulls. They were always protectors of the waters, protectors of the rivers and the earth. And what I found to be for there. And when, you know, I had Nuwak, was she had that black color, but it's a black shade. It's not like black, like hematite. It's a beautiful, warm, really, really, I mean, I wouldn't even know how to describe it. It's a very unusual jade. And I had Jane Dow, you know, years ago when she was alive, to look at this, and she called it a Lemurian shade. Because, and Nuwak, she holds a creational energy. And with that comes the dragon energy. And I think you went into a little bit, she brings forth the information of the black or the black void, where there's all possibilities. Did you find that, or?
Oh, yes. She's hollow, and she sits on this special, old jade Neolithic bi discs, and this is really goes together as her sort of dragon seat. And I think the hollowness, as well as this, you know, this disc that has the hole in it, these bi-discs, which are flat with a hole in the middle, create this sort of field of this portal, like a toroid field or something. Mm-hmm. And whenever anything has an open space, it's this potential for creation. It's this openness. And she has that. It's like you feel that open hollowness, intent.
Yeah, but there's no fear. She has such a, I don't know whether it's the jade in her, but it has that feminine feel, has that nurturing feel. And she's got that little bit of gold, which I often wondered if that's part of a sun energy. It's because I have a lot of dragons here, but I've had some of the dragons that were created out of brass, they've always had a little bit of gold in them. You know, they were black, you know, sort of like a black and bronze with a little bit of gold. I wonder if that's significant.
It must be. It's she's wonderful. She gave me the name, the deeper peace, Saman Nukwa. I pronounce it Kwa, but it might be Wa. But anyway.
I don't know either. No, let me move back a little bit. Okay. Go ahead.
Yes, and she's connected also to the white dragon, which is this, the mother dragon that's the overseer of all the energies. And so she's connected with that, which is this amazing, the high perspective of everything. And also the void, as you mentioned, the black dragon. And particularly this red fire dragon. And this was something that I was a little bit surprised about, and I was a little bit worried about, actually, which is to do with, you know, your own, your will and the fire of creation, and how this is all the needs to be transformed, because this is what can cause wars and everything is the, it needs purification, this flame nature of this red fire dragon. So she taught me all these different lessons about how to use your fire and about what the fire of creation really was.
The fire energy, well, believe me, as we were talking before the show, sometimes Liz and I come across energies, we go, oh my God, what do we do with this? You know, are we going to, you know, create a hole in the earth or, you know, with, like she said, the flyer energy? It's change. You know, sometimes you have to have that cleansing, you know, the purification before things can change. And that's, do you think that's why the dragon energy is becoming, people are becoming so aware of it?
Well, I think our unconsciousness is rising up more and more, and we're being asked to be more conscious. This is our age of consciousness, and so we really have to kind of illumine all of us. And one of the first lessons that this skull taught me was, she said, you create because you exist, and you either bless or you curse the world. And you can be aware of this or you can be unconscious, but you cannot avoid creation. And if you're neutral or not caring, is in fact the negative creation, because every single response has a creation. And you have so much choice to bless your world, your creation, because you are the crucible where worlds come into being. And so, I mean, this is quite profound because, you know, we are creating already. We are, all we see around us is our collective creation that we have thought and felt and done, and our words create. And so, you know, to being more conscious of this.
I mean, I agree. I think in a lot of the talks that we have, it's the same thing, to make people responsible for what they put out there. That it's not, well, it's not my fault. You know, I'm a victim of it all. Everyone has an important purpose when they incarnate on this planet. And collectively, as Liz says, you need to be responsible. And the crystal skulls and the energy, you know, the dragon energies are coming to the forefront to support this idea. They're saying, you know, here we are. You know, it's time you become aware of things and not be blind to it. So I know we're going to be heading into break. Liz, do you still be able to do like a little meditation on the third one? Or?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so the Liz has a surprise for us. Everybody settle down. And after the next commercial, you know, she's going to do a meditation for us so that, you know, we start, just open your minds. That's all we ask. If you're here, I think you're ready to listen. And I always love the sound of Liz's voice, so calm and relaxing. And it's going to be good. So, again, with the dragon energy, you know, this is coming to the forefront. And, you know, I'm just talking a little bit before the next commercial. In the crystal skull community, dragons really are a big thing. You know, they're a big selling point. People love these dragons. The point is, it's wonderful to have these dragon thought forms. But, you know, don't put them on a shelf as a collector item and say, oh, this is pretty. Start to investigate why this has drawn to you and become aware. This is an aspect of yourself. As Liz had mentioned, you know, we are creators, and you know, the dragon energy is a creative energy, and use it wisely. But when you're drawn to something, don't get it just to get it. I mean, I've gone things, I've put them away, but you know, then they kind of, you know, knock on my head. Hey, pay attention. And, you know, I start to investigate, and I've learned a lot. And I'm still learning. And every time I listen to, you know, Liz or Patrick talk about things, you know, I go, oh, okay. And that's why I love having you guys here, you know, to bring out different information. So,
this skull of yours, she said the deeper peace is the dragon keeper force. The dragon keeper is the deeper peace. So to be able to use this creation force, you need to come from this deep place that has no desire for it, which is in this deep peace. So you don't have a wish for glamour or power or, you know.
that's true. That was the old energies type of thing. I mean, Liz knows Gary Butler, Moonhawk, who transitioned a few years ago. He called all dragon energies dragon hearts, dragon lights. And I think you have to really realize that, you know, they're dragon. The dragons come from a place of heart energy and light energy. And not emotional or powerful. I mean, we're moving beyond that. And they're not to be feared. They have a lot of information to offer you if you're ready, because this is what we need to help create the world.
Well, it becomes the golden heart dragon.
Okay, we'll be back.
Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello! Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Hey, this is Reva McIntyre, and I wanted to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks collects surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Well, now we're back, and we're going to have a little treat here, and I'm going to hand it over to you, Liz, and I'm going to keep quiet.
All right. Well, we'll do a little meditation, and this is about the different dragon realms that I hope you'll be able to experience. And these are real archetypes that are living in the spiritual planes, and you can visit these places through intent in your meditations or before you go to sleep at night. And there are very many different realms, and these are called the dragon fire realms, and they're like sacred spaces And they're in every quality and every color that you can possibly imagine. So in this meditation, I'll just point you to a few of them just to get a feeling for that. So just relax and feel your feet on the ground and just watch your breath. Say, I am breathing in and I am breathing out. And see your breath just naturally deepen and relax. Let all your tension dissolve and just breathe. From this beautiful earth, bring the energy up into your heart and up into the beautiful light-filled stars. And from this starry realm, bring the wisdom of the stars into your heart and down into this earth, so you feel connected. And let your breath enter your body, bringing this life force energy of the universe. And in this light-filled space, you breathe and wear a garment of light. And now bring awareness to connect to your higher self, your deeper being, and see your angel who guides you through all your lifetimes, who stands with love with you. And ask your angel or your higher self if you are permitted to glimpse the deeper guardians of your own being, the dragons. And let your own higher light illumine the depths of being. You now enter your sacred heart space and feel the cosmic sun forces that stream from the far universe, bringing through all this star wisdom and the rays of light, and feel this pouring as blessing in your heart. Feel it radiating with strength, like a glowing sun. And now within you, imagine a white flame forming. And start to breathe this whiteness. There's no effort, no density. You're breathing this white light through your being. And you meet your white dragon. This guardian oversees all of your life. She blesses your journey. Drink in this white mist and let it cleanse you. And now you see other dragon mist arising, all in different flames and colors. You can hear tones of creation. The highest beings are working in the depths of the earth to transform everything. Seek a secret, sacred treasure, a brilliant jewel that is deep within. You travel down through the crystalline layers of the earth to come into a wonderful cave. And hear the deep tone amongst the crystals. And there are dragons guarding this treasure. See them with their full glowing radiance. And one of these steps forward. Feel at one with this guardian and see yourself As a dragon being, feel the power, the love, and the wisdom from Source. Your dragon within you awakes and presents you with a gift. A brilliant diamond is sung in high frequencies into your heart, and you shine in the purest light. And now you can travel, and you connect to all the ley lines, the dragon song lines of the earth, and you feel at one with this whole planet, all this creation. You can now go within the waters. You swim with the surging oceans and ride the waves. You can flow in the streams and rivers and be cleansed in the tumbling power of the waterfalls. And finally, you come to a peaceful lake and all is still. You can call upon the blue dragon of the waters. See this color and this form appear to you and hear your message. As you absorb this peace, this stillness within you, you feel yourself expand and lighten with new space inside as you go out to become the blue sky. Create this inner spaciousness. And now the water rises into mist and transforms into violet and purple clouds. And you can enter the realm of the violet dragon. This is where blue rises to meet the red activity, which is from all your spiritual activity and effort. This is a realm of magical alchemy where your true treasures are changed into your inner gifts. Here you meet your violet flame dragon. Feel this power of transformation. And now you can allow the blue nature to meet the sunlight and come into shades of vibrant green. You enter the green dragon realm, a realm of etheric life force energy for growth and manifestation and health. The feeling here is of oneness, pointing to the whole earth and all her beings. This teaches you the power behind life force. This teaches you how love is a generating force for creation and how love is a generating force for healing. Here you meet your green dragon and you can receive healing. And now allow the sunlight to pour into you, and you come into the realm of the Golden Dragon Temple. This is within your own sacred heart. Your heart is shining like a sun, all into your heart. Here you can uplift others, radiate and generate light. This is your true being, this golden source of love. And you meet your golden heart dragon. This golden heart tells you that you will journey to the other deeper dragon realms when you are ready. But for now, you send this radiating, golden healing energy throughout yourself and through the whole earth simultaneously. You are the diamond heart. You are shining into all places, and you can see all beings filled with light. You can now thank these beings of the dragon realms, all these different fire realms of creation, and into your physical vehicle and breathe it into every cell. Feel this wonder when you return to this space, this room, your chair, and you bless your body and bring this light into all the world, to all you meet. May you walk in light. May you walk in love. May you walk in peace. And may you find the dragon force, the deep.
I think actually wonderful timing too. Wow. Get my head together.
Your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change, called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
In the last quarter already. That was really beautiful, Liz. You know, I wish you could make a recording of that, because it's I think the whole importance of the show is what you're bringing out to show people is that dragon energy is not something outside of ourselves, that we're looking at something that's we can't touch, but the meditation brought us into our deeper aspect. and even with Nuwa showing us of all possibilities. You know, she gave us to open our mind. This is the possibility of all. This is what you are. And, you know, I really thank you for bringing this. It was a, you know, beautiful meditation. And now, Liz is in Australia. You know, over the years, I've often talked to her, you know, why do you have to be in Australia? Or why do I have to be in the States? You know, we could have such fun together. But I think destiny kept us apart because we'd never get anything done. But you have, over the years, I've seen you, both you and Patrick, really create this beautiful space. Can you tell people about, it's not even a center or sanctuary, it's really a sacred space in the Blue Mountains there. Can you, you know, give people some ideas that, you know, if they're ever going down to Australia, until we can get you more on the internet, they'll have to find you. What's
yes,
the name?
Well,
Yeah,
our name of our center, our name of our center is Alasanmat, which is a Native American word that means walk around with light. And we're in Lura in the Blue Mountains, which is outside of Sydney. And it's so beautiful here. We're by the national park. Beautiful nature, wonderful walks, valleys, mountains. It's just amazing. Waterfalls, streams. It's so refreshing. And we've just created a center out of our home. So we have a, I guess you would call it a granny flat. It's an extension to our house. And there are two rooms in there, and one is a meditation room and the other is a crystal healing room, and we have groups that come for meditation and for workshops on different subjects, and I do crystal and energy healing work, and my modality is called cosmic radiance. And so I use all these wonderful crystals and skulls that I have gathered over the years, and it's created a sacred space, like a little temple space. And I'm so very thankful for this. It's not only brought us such wisdom and healing, but it brings that to people who visit here. And I'm always so amazed by what arises in this. It's sort of magic, what arises when you create these spaces.
It's, you're on Facebook also, right? I mean, I know you post a lot of pictures that, like, people to be aware of. I mean, you're working on the outside gardens, these crystal spirals. I mean, you have this little portal of space. It's absolutely amazing that's going on.
I've made a big crystal throne in the outside in our garden, which out of all my big crystals, or not all of them, but some of them, created this wonderful seat which you can sit in with all the crystals around you. I've made a meditation circle, which is like a medicine wheel to the four elements. I have a lot of fairy and gnome homes and little fairy spaces. And I have a spiral garden. It has a little spiral mound in the center of it. So you walk in the spiral and then you go within even further. And that was very interesting because it created a little portal. So that's been an interesting discovery.
And the from just from knowing Liz and, you know, seeing all the different things she has shared, she has a wonderful wisdom about her. And personally, I think, you know, she's come back from Atlantis to make it like a little Atlantean temple there. I mean, she never says this by herself, but if you get to know Liz and, you know, the things that she shares, you will come to that opinion too. So I value her information wisely. And then there's her counterpart, Patrick, that she's kind of brought into her world. And he's probably one that said, I'm not going to get involved in crystal skulls. But what happened? He got involved with one, right? And the Regent. Patrick does wonderful readings with the Regent. Really, for a man that says, I'm not going to get involved, I mean, he's really a wonderful channel. So you have two people in Australia. I'd love to get them on the internet more. Maybe one day. I mean, people have pushed me, and I'm out being able to, you know, bring out some information. So, you know, I'm trying to pull Liz. And one day I'll succeed, right, Liz? Maybe.
Well, you never know.
Because, you know, sometimes, you know, we've talked about our sanctuaries here. And sometimes we realize people can't get here. So I think the next option is to bring these spaces to people. And that's what I'm trying to do, and that's what I'm trying to pull you out a little bit too. Because I don't know if I'll ever get to Australia, but I so enjoy seeing what you do and your, you know, all the sharings that you give. So I'm encouraging you a little bit. Think about it. But seriously, Sydney, now I know nothing about Australia. I really don't. Is that on the East Coast or?
Yes, it's on the East Coast, and we're about, it's about an hour and a half drive from Sydney. So, yeah, it's out of the city. We're in a beautiful area.
How did you ever discover that area? I mean, you know, while we have a little time here left.
Well, I used to be in the hills area of Sydney and Dural, which I was there for about 37 years, I think, teaching in a spiritual community there. So, yeah, that was my home for many years. And before that, I came from the States. So I came here. I think I was 16 when I came to Australia. So this is my home now, and I love
it. Yeah, sorry that we lost you to Australia. But you are where you need to be. And again,
well, it's this dragon. It's the dragon of destiny. It picks you up when you and takes you on this ride, and you never know where you're going to go or what's going to happen. You just have to ride the waves as best you can.
That's true. And I don't know why I got feedback today here. Everybody bear with me. But bringing out this aspect of the dragon is that they're not myths or fairy tales, but the part of your spiritual essence. In that meditation, I think it empowers you. You know, just listening to it, it gives you a sense of, well, I know for me, I was visualizing, you know, wow, this is real. So I think that will be helpful.
Well, I mean, we all have these elements in us, of the four elements and the elements outside, and earth, air, fire, and water, and these creational forces. We have our feelings and our subconscious and our fears and desires, and all of this just needs to be illumined and given a bit of space to watch it, to be more peaceful, watching what arises and getting to know yourself. And I think that's what dragons are really about, is this self-knowledge. They ask you to look at yourself and
be responsible sometimes for yourself. So it's
well, the Shambhala dragon is this one that learns to, that teaches you about the fire, that this fire can either burn or destroy, or this fire can generate light and compassion and ignite the spirit in others and uplift the world. So we're just learning to use this creational fire in the right way.
I thank you, Liz. Now you can go and close your eyes and say, why did I do this? But believe me, the information is wonderful. I thank you.
Oh,
again.
Thank you.
And I'll be in touch, Liz. Enjoy, everybody. And like I said, I really appreciate Liz getting up so early in the morning to talk about dragons, because it was very enlightening. Until next week, thank you so much.